Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Thursdays in the feed, we talk all things health and wellness with our friend Janisa Marte, registered dietitian and nutritionist. You can find her on Instagram at Janisa Marte RD.
And for the past couple of weeks, Janisa's been telling us all about the secrets of shopping at the grocery store.
Yes.
Lots of help there. So, Janisa, what do you have for us today?
Yeah, we've been talking all about saving money and shopping smarter. So today we'll continue with our grocery shopping series. And we all know that preparing ahead is always key when it comes to making changes. So let's take an imaginary trip to a supermarket. We walk in, and what do we usually find in the perimeter or the walls of the store? Is it things that can spoil quickly or shelf-stable items?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I don't think I've noticed.
I think it's spoil because it's like the produce usually, right?
Yeah, so the walls of the store typically hold our fresh items like dairy, meats, and fresh produce. So things that spoil quickly and need to be kept cool. That's where we'll find most of our whole foods. And we know that our whole foods are minimally processed. So that leaves the inner aisles. Can you guess what we find there?
That one I do know.
The tasty stuff? The canned goods, yeah. Candies.
That's right. Cereals, canned goods, items that come in a box or a can. They have longer shelf life and are usually more processed. And you said it, the tasty stuff. So, true or false? Sticking to the perimeter of the store will help to eat less processed foods. Therefore, we can make healthier meals.
I feel like this is a trick question. I feel like half of it's true, half of it's false.
I think it's true.
It's true.
Fine.
Half right.
So here's a tip. If you're trying to make health changes, so if you know that passing by the chips aisle is too tempting, then try to avoid that aisle. You think that's going to be hard?
Definitely. Definitely hard.
See, I love ice cream. And there are times when I will just stand there, looking at the ice cream, debating whether I should get it or not. Can you relate?
Yes.
Definitely.
So let's make it easier for ourselves and just skip that aisle altogether. Because we have to be honest with ourselves. Our environments don't make it easy to be healthy. And I'm sure you guys agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So whatever we can do to help ourselves, let's do that.
Yeah, but like what if I need to buy butter or milk and I turn around and it's like, oof, there's the ice cream. I need like horse blinders.
That's the hard part.
Yeah, exactly.
True.
And Janisa's had some great tips about navigating our grocery stores in a way that helps us be a little bit healthier. So Janisa, what else do you have for us?
Yeah, we're also looking at budget-friendly things. So did you know that items at eye level cost more?
I didn't know that.
No, I guess it makes sense, though, because they want you to buy them.
Exactly, right? So typically, retailers will place pricier items on those shelves. So always look down for better prices.
Got it.
Nice, good tip.
Now, do either of you ever use the unit price when shopping?
No.
I see that on the sticker, but I never know what it means. I always just look at the regular price.
Okay. So at the store, you'll see the retail price, which is what you pay for the item. But the unit price tells you how much the item costs by its size. So like by pound, ice, or quart. It gives you the most product for the best price. So always compare by unit price.
You should see my face right now. I feel so enlightened. Yes.
Good. I'm glad you learned something new. Now, Kevin, Jenna, when we look at for fresh veggies at the market, we might see a whole head of lettuce or a bag of cut up lettuce. Which one do you think is the more expensive lettuce?
I'm going to guess the cut up lettuce.
See, I would have said the head of lettuce.
I feel like there's something about the cost of convenience.
Yeah.
Ah, very smart. So yeah, the cut-up lettuce is more expensive. We know it's convenient, but we also end up paying extra for the labor it took to cut it up. So this is where you decide either to spend a few extra bucks on those pineapple chunks or you save some money but sacrifice your time to cut it yourself. So what would you choose?
Pineapple's the one thing that I like struggle to cut, really. Yeah. So I'd probably go with the chunks, to be honest.
It's so hard. But just like with anything, practice makes perfect, right?
Yeah.
True.
So have you tried Meatless Mondays?
No, I haven't. I know that was like a big trend.
In our house, we always do it by accident. Like we'll be having dinner on a Monday. We'll be like, oh, there's no meat. Oh, Meatless Mondays.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, that happens. And we also know that our meats, our poultry and seafood, they can get expensive. So opting for plant-based proteins like lentils, beans and tofu, they're nutritious and also budget-friendly. So think black bean quesadilla. How does that sound?
Yummy.
And you can dress it up with some nice salsa and guac and make it good.
There you go. What about a tofu stir fry?
Tofu. I mean, to be respectful, I'm not a big fan of the tofu.
Is it the consistency?
It's something about it. It's something.
Yeah, tofu is very bland. But the good thing about it is that it absorbs the flavors that you cook with it. So if you're a good chef, you can make tofu taste good.
Ah, well, there's the problem. It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me.
No, you just gotta find a good recipe online.
Definitely.
There you go.
Now, we can still enjoy traditional meals while trying to stay on a budget. So hopefully these tips help you on your next grocery trip. So as always, we're not looking for perfection. Just do what you can do today, because tomorrow is another day.
This is perfect, Janisa. Thank you.
I love it. Jenna's going to learn how to cut a pineapple and make tofu taste good.
This is me walking away with all these great tips. I love it.
Great. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, Janisa.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.